Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, lonjakan jumlah kasus COVID-19 secara nasional memberi tekanan pada semua layanan kesehatan Australia. Di Victoria, peringatan darurat Code Brown di beberapa rumah sakit membuat staf perawatan kesehatan dan sumber daya dipindahkan dan layanan yang tidak penting ditunda, termasuk operasi elektif. Namun ketika prosedur IVF dihentikan, mengakibatkan perubahan terhadap rencana tersebut. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Tina Quinn. Pemerintah Victoria telah mengumumkan penangguhan sejumlah operasi dan prosedur elektif, termasuk prosedur IVF selama 3 bulan di tengah meningkatnya tekanan dari kasus COVID-19. Code Brown adalah kode yang diakui di seluruh negara ini yang digunakan oleh layanan kesehatan di bawah keadaan darurat eksternal untuk mengurangi tekanan pada rumah sakit. Menyusul pengumuman Victoria, pemerintah federal mengungkapkan akan mengaktifkan perjanjian rumah sakit swasta yang dibuat ketika pandemi terjadi pada tahun 2020. Perjanjian itu mengharuskan rumah sakit swasta untuk memberikan bantuan, peralatan, staf atau sumber daya lainnya kepada sektor kesehatan masyarakat ketika diminta. Sebagian besar layanan IVF dijalankan melalui sektor swasta. Michael Roth, CEO dari Asosiasi Rumah Sakit Swasta Australia, menjelaskan.
I think it's fair to say that health systems up and down the eastern seaboard are under a great deal of pressure. Partially that's because of the number of COVID patients that are being hospitalized.
Ia mengatakan bahwa beban kasus bukan satu-satunya alasan untuk tekanan yang belum pernah terjadi sebelumnya pada sistem kesehatan negara ini.
Another big part of it is the unavailability of staff. And I know from the private hospital's perspective, I'm being told that on any given day, somewhere between 10 and 20% of their staff are unavailable, either because they've got COVID or they're isolating because they're a close contact. And obviously that's across the board, nursing staff, doctors, administrative staff, cleaners, catering staff. So it makes it quite a difficult proposition to run a hospital when you know you're going to be down 10 to 20% of your staff, but you don't know which ones are going to be unavailable on any given day.
Keputusan untuk memasukkan layanan IVF sebagai bagian dari penangguhan prosedur elektif menarik kritik besar dari pasien dan profesional medis. Tekanan untuk meninjau kembali penangguhan IVF semakin bertambah besar setelah sebuah posting media sosial emosional dari seorang wanita yang bergantung pada IVF untuk memiliki anak menjadi viral di media sosial. Melanie Swikonek, 45 tahun, mengunggah postingan emosional itu yang ditujukan kepada Premier Victoria Daniel Andrew dan Menteri Kesehatannya Martin Foley.
Hi, I just wanted to jump on here and introduce myself to Dan Andrews and Martin Foley. You have both made a decision that is greatly affecting not only myself, but so many women around Victoria.
Ketika tekanan eksternal meningkat, penangguhan layanan IVF ditinjau kembali, dan Premier Daniel Andrews mengumumkan perubahan.
I'm very pleased that the public health team, the chief health officer, has reviewed his advice, and the minister's accepted that and been able to make a new decision under the new act to reinstate IVF services, and that is a very good outcome. I apologise for any distress, for any concern.
Namun, Profesor Catherine Bennett mengatakan kemungkinan ada alasan yang lebih besar yang berkontribusi pada pembalikan keputusan itu, bukan hanya tekanan politik saja.
While all elective procedures, you know, often have people who are waiting and anxious and in pain sometimes and limited in their capacity until they have the surgery, this is one of those ones where it can be a once in a lifetime opportunity to take part in the IVF program, and the concern is that if they miss that in the window of opportunity, that would cost those couples the opportunity completely.
Pembalikan penangguhan layanan IVF itu telah mengungkap masalah mendasar pada sistem kesehatan seputar arti operasi elektif dan asumsi kepentingan prosedur yang termasuk dalam definisi itu. Michael Roth mengatakan terminologi itu perlu diubah.
I think the issue is that there's a common misconception that elective surgery is optional, and that's not the case. The definition of elective surgery means anything that's not emergent emergency surgery. So if you have somebody coming in with a major trauma from a car crash or an accident, or somebody who's got acute appendicitis, obviously that can't be postponed and that surgery has to take place. Elective really means anything that can be planned or deferred for 24 hours. So there's still a lot of urgent surgery that is included under the term elective. So maybe we need to move away from the term elective and talk about urgency categories.
Sementara itu, Profesor Bennett berharap bahwa setelah pemindahan sumber daya, sistem akan mulai melihat pengurangan tekanan dalam beberapa minggu mendatang.
As we reach the peak, we start to see those numbers stabilize. It will keep the pressure on the hospitals for a few weeks, but as we start to see less people in the community with the virus, less virus being taken in, less workers being impacted, that we should see this turnaround.
Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai pemberlakuan Code Brown di Victoria yang telah menyebabkan kemelut terhadap layanan IVF. Laporan tersebut disusun oleh Tina Quinn untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.